Lying on a bare mattress, a teenaged girl with straight dark hair wearing a pink and black floral sweater with black jeans.
How would I describe this chapter of my life?
In a vehicle, she holds a hand over her mouth.
You're listening to the most popular song on the planet. It's Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
An interview.
It's been the absolute craziest week of my life.
Wait, so you're second semester, senior year, and you just released your first single.
Yeah, first semester, yep, not even second. I'm like dying over here. Oh, for those of you just joining, I just put out a song called Driver's License. It's my first debut, what do we call it? It's debut single. This is like really the first song that I wrote from like my perspective that is coming out. It's number one in the world on like all streaming platforms and like breaking all these records.
Social media posts.
My entire life just like shifted in an instant.
Olivia in a studio.
My life is just so weird. Like I moved out of my house, like not living with my parents. My album is done, almost done with high school. So weird. It's all like happening at once.
A montage of clips of Olivia in the studio and in music videos. Home video of her as a young girl holding a microphone.
Hi, I'm Olivia Rodrigo. From California. I just want to sing a little song to my friends and family out there, starting now.
A vintage countdown screen cut with various images plays. Overlooking a light blue Jeep-like SUV cruising along a highway curving through an arid valley, a lavender title appears, Olivia Rodrigo, driving home to you. A sour film. A white van passes in the opposite direction. In a room decorated with purple tinsel, Olivia takes selfies wearing a rainbow party hat.
Being in Salt Lake makes me think so much about the early days when I first started writing Sour.
She poses under multicolored lighting.
I've always loved writing really emotional songs. Like, I remember just been writing these, like, super angsty songs about, like, how I didn't fit into society or something.
She writes in a notebook.
I've always been so attracted to music like that, that like hits these like deep parts of the human psyche.
Footage of a mountain neighborhood.
I think like being a songwriter is actually like the best job and the best like craft. There's nothing that connects people and there's nothing that is like a truer window into the human emotion than music.
In an unfurnished house, Olivia sits on a carpeted floor in front of a keyboard and microphone. Lavender words appear. Happier. Other musicians play instruments.
Do you tell her she's the most beautiful girl you've ever seen? An eternal love bullshit, you know you'll never meet. Remember when I believe you meant it when you said it first to me. Now I'm picking her apart. By cutting her down, make you miss my wretched heart. But she's beautiful, she looks kind. She probably gives you butterflies. I hope you're happy, just not like how you were with me. I'm selfish, I know I can't let you go.
Olivia's hands relax from the keyboard. At night, in a driveway, Olivia loads duffel bags into the blue SUV. She climbs into the driver's seat. The vehicle's headlights glow as it rolls out of the driveway. Footage through the SUV's windows as it passes oncoming traffic along a street.
So much of the album was written between Salt Lake City and Los Angeles, and so I thought it would be fun to do a road trip one last time. I want to play the songs in these places that meant so much to me and revisit them with older eyes, I guess.
A neon sign reading "Good Food" glows in front of Olivia, who sits in a Mexican restaurant. A plate with food shaped as a smiley face, a dessert-themed snow globe. Outside, Olivia exits. On a bustling highway, head and taillights glow.
I remember posting the song Happier online and looking back on it and being like, oh my god, this song is terrible. It got no likes. I sang it really badly. Why did I do that?
A bowl, bar, and grill.
But I had this, like, gut feeling to keep it up.
Next, her blue SUV passes a town sign.
That feeling served me well because that song changed everything for me.
Welcome to Green River.
The fact that I posted it was the reason that I met Dan, because he found it and was like, oh my god, I love this song. Like, we should work together.
The SUV pulls up to a coffee shop.
That was the first song that we produced together. It was Happier. And I made the rest of my album with Dan.
What do you mean?
There you go. It's on. I just did it wrong.
I don't think that one's on.
Words appear in a home recording studio, Sour Production Sessions, March 2021. A dark-haired man sits at a computer.
Yes!
What's that?
The very first song we wrote together.
I don't want to hear it. I literally don't want to hear it.
Dan Nigro.
What is it?
Crying in the parking lot. You don't know what
sad.
You want.
Yeah, I was so sad.
Gave you everything.
Sad. You know, I was so sad when I wrote that song. Oh my god.
You were sad.
I remember that day. I was so sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan stares off.
Wow. Interesting.
That was a long time ago.
It wasn't long. It was almost a year ago. It's crazy.
And I'm still not over it. Jeez.
Back on the road, then a snow-dusted neighborhood.
This, like, relationship was definitely, like, the heartbreak that I kept on giving. It was like, I was in the situation where I had to see him. He was with someone else, which was, like, devastating to me.
Olivia lying on the bare mattress, then walking in a hillside field.
Felt like my world was ending almost every day.
She gazes over a valley and mountains in the distance.
Nobody understood how I was feeling or related to it. And so I think by writing songs about exactly how I felt, I was, like, creating, like, a friend for me.
Security footage of Olivia entering a convenience store wearing a leather jacket. Strolling down an aisle, she surveys snacks, then picks some out.
Jealousy, Jealousy was the second song I wrote for the album. And I remember writing it in a time where I was just so obsessed with social media in a very negative way, and I hated the way it made me feel, and I always felt misrepresented.
She brings them to a register.
It's hard because it's like, definitely, like, you think about how you want to be perceived all the time. You want people to look at you for your talent and your skill, and you also, you know, 18, I want people to think I'm, like, pretty and cool and funny or whatever. If you find yourself thinking about that too much, I think you get so disillusioned from real life, and nothing good can come of that.
She exits past a sign on the door that reads, "Smile, you're on camera." At a parking lot under concrete overpasses, she brings her SUV to a stop, then exits. Abandoned and broken televisions are strewn across the ground. Words appear as she strides over to a microphone. "Jealousy, jealousy." A band plays behind Olivia.
I kinda wanna throw my phone across the room, 'cause all I see of girls too good to be true, with paper white teeth and perfect bodies. Wish I didn't care, I know their beauty's not my lack, but it feels like that weight is on my back, and I can't let it go. Getting all the things I want, I'm happy for them, but then again I'm not. Just cool vintage clothes and vacation photos, I can't stand it. God, I sound crazy, the win is not my loss. Yeah, I know it's true, but I can't help getting.
Olivia strides away behind a concrete pillar. Driving in her SUV, Olivia wears sunglasses. Just to ask you. In a hotel, she carries her bags down a hallway. Inside a room, she sets her things down in front of a mirror reflecting two beds. She pulls back curtains covering a window. Reflected in the mirror, she sits down on a bed, then takes off her shoes. Hopping back, she lies against the pillows and headboard. She listens to a recording.
Hitting all the wrong keys. Old lyrics. I just wrote this song actually the day before this guy broke up with me. So I remember not being able to listen to it for a while.
Footage of Olivia sitting in a vehicle playing an acoustic guitar.
One step forward, three steps back, I wrote in the car on my way to Salt Lake City with my mom. I think loving someone who is so inconsistent is so challenging and just really anxiety-inducing and makes you feel so insecure. And it's a really tough thing to feel like you're walking on eggshells around someone you just want, you know, validation and love and support from. You feel like you can never really settle into that feeling of being, like, loved and accepted.
Words appear, one step forward, three steps back.
It's always one step forward, three steps back. I'm the love of your life until I make you mad. It's always one step forward and three steps back. Do you love me, want me, hate me? Boy, I don't understand. No, I don't understand. Maybe in some masochistic way, I kind of find it all exciting. Like, which lover will I get today? Yeah. You walk me to the door and send me home crying. It's always one step forward and three steps back. I'm the love of your life until I make you mad. It's always one step forward and three steps back. Do you love me, want me, hate me? Boy, I don't understand. No, it's back and forth. Did I say something wrong? It's back and forth, going over everything I said. It's back and forth. Did I do something wrong? It's back and forth. Maybe this is all your fault. Instead, it's one step forward and three steps back. And I'd leave you, but the roller coaster's all I've ever had. It's always one step forward and three steps back. Do you love me, want me, hate me? Boy, I don't understand. No, I don't understand.
She glances down at her guitar, then out a window. In the unfurnished house, Olivia lies on the mattress as she writes in a notebook.
July 13th, 2020. I got my driver's license today, a very highly anticipated achievement. All my relatives called to congratulate me. I realized part of the reason I wanted to get my license so bad was because of this boy. I always felt bad about being too young to drive over to see him, too young to have any real freedom. I always thought he should be with a girl who had those liberties. I feel his hold on me loosen more and more lately. That's a lovely feeling.
In the hotel room.
I'm still very much not able to fall for anyone else, though. Like, I can't even fathom it at the moment.
Static washes over a television screen. Olivia stretches.
I remember knowing that it might be something special, if not to anyone else, just to me, because I felt like that song just really captured devastation in a way that I hadn't been able to capture before.
She sits on a bed.
In the second verse, it's the today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home to you. And that line can very literally be like, I was driving home, like to your house or whatever. But I remember at that time, I was really like reconciling with the fact that sometimes when you love a person so much and you spend so much time with them, like that's who you feel the most at home with. And I remember listening to that song, even when I hadn't put it out, when I just had like the demo of it on my phone, and I'd drive around and listen to it. Every time that came on, my stomach would drop just because I felt like it was so, like, so acutely like how I was feeling.
In the desert, Olivia sits on the hood of her SUV with a brunette man.
I think the worst part of being in love is having something to lose.
Oh, that's a great answer.
I feel that way all the time. It's like
Jacob Collier.
Even just in all aspects of my life, like even with my career, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so grateful for all of these things happening. But like when you have something that's so amazing, like it just feels kind of scary because it's like what happens if that goes away.
How do you take something that happens in your life? It could be really good or really intense. And how do you transform that into something like a song?
I don't know, for me and like my style of songwriting and music is sometimes it gets a little overwhelming. I think that sometimes storytelling doesn't necessarily have to come from a place of devastation.
Yes.
Which is what I'm trying to tell myself for like the rest of my career. I'm like terrified that since I'm not gonna be like devastated for the rest of my life that I'm no longer
What's your
gonna
inspiration
make a good album.
Now?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard a song that really encapsulates that more than Driver's License. And it just feels like you're living that out.
Mm. Thank you.
In a good and painful way.
First recording of Driver's License.
Got my driver's license last week, something we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying cause you weren't around.
Words appear as Olivia cruises near a lake. Driver's License.
I think I'm like still as innocent as I was when Driver's License came out. I don't know, maybe I'm like a little hardened now, but I don't know, I think like to my core I'm like still the same person and still sensitive and emotional and caring, hopefully. So much has happened. I think I'm like completely different now. It's like weird to think about.
Olivia sings in a bedroom.
But I think I'll always write songs. I think it's like my form of expression and my way of, you know, making sense of the world.
In the home studio, words appear, recording Driver's License.
And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home to you.
The music video is filmed.
And I know we weren't perfect, but
Olivia at a band rehearsal.
And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
She performs for TV and award shows. Olivia performs on The Tonight Show, then at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Purple foam-like confetti sprays over a sea of people. Olivia smiles at the audience, looking over Olivia's blue SUV driving down a desert road.
The success of Driver's License changed everything.
I went from performing it alone in my bedroom or in the studio with Dan to performing it live in these super high-stakes environments for the first time. It was very intense.
Clouds linger above mountains in the distance. Power lines trail off amongst dried brush. In the hotel room, Olivia sits on a bed.
Having a big song like that, you put it out and you're also like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then everyone's like, what's next? Can you like follow it up? What's next? What's coming next? And you're like, Jesus, like, I just did this. Like, can this be enough?
Did we talk about making an album? Did I run that by you?
No.
No?
No, you didn't talk to me about it. You just like...
It's just like, I'm making an album, you want to do it, Dan?
You were just, it was just like, hey, we're making an album. I remember you called me stressed out in Salt Lake City one day and you were just like, you gotta come here now. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, let's go, let's do it.
I probably made the call to my label that I wanted to make an album like a week after Driver's License came out. I was like, oh, shoot, like there are gonna be so many more people that are listening to this music than I initially thought. And like, I really want to put my best foot forward. I made the call and they were all like, oh, I don't know about that. But I was like, so dead set and determined.
So when you're gonna tell her that we did that too, she thinks it's special, but it's sorry you.
Album and in Deja Vu in particular, I'm like very obsessed and like weirded out with the idea of all relationships just being so recycled. Because I think I was just learning about relationships and love for the first time and I was like, wait, none of this is special. Like it happens over and over and over.
Her SUV speeds along a road.
When Dan and I wrote Deja Vu together, we really wanted to write a song that was really vivid and specific. And I think Deja Vu really accomplishes that, especially in the verses, really paints a picture. And I think specificity and also authenticity are my two favorite things that a song can have. And I learned that from country music, I think. I think country music songs are always very specific and authentic, and I think that's why they're so heartbreaking sometimes. If I write a song and it doesn't have those things, I generally don't really love it.
A beaming sun peeks over mountains in the distance. In a diner, Olivia sits at a table wearing a cheetah print beret.
To be completely honest, did not want to put the song out after Driver's License. I remember thinking it was a bad song and I didn't like it and no one's gonna like it. And I remember like calling my manager like 3-4 days before we announced Deja Vu was coming out and being like, pull the plug, I don't want to do it, I can't do it, I hate it.
And I like the song now, but
Driver's License was obviously so well received. The thought of coming out with another song after that was fairly scary. Deja Vu was a completely different song than Driver's License 2 in every single way. There was so much drama that was around Driver's License and so much hate, and I like thought if I put this song up then I was also like playing into this like drama, love triangle, like let's hate on other girls thing, and I just like did not want to do that. And that was, again, I never write any of my songs from that point of view because that's not something that I feel.
I mean, I don't know, I feel like I've given so many notes, it's just like the same notes. It's just like in my head about it, I'm just like always gonna find things, so I just think we just need to pull the trigger and just do it.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm the same way. So like, yeah. Anytime I listen to Driver's License, I'm like, no, it's not, I should have done this. Right, blah, blah, blah. But it's the biggest song in the world,
yeah.
And everybody loves it, and nobody hears anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Outside, Olivia walks under the soft glow of a sunset. She sits up on the edge of a restaurant roof, swinging her legs. She faces a large drive-in theater screen. A roadside sign reads, Motorview Theater, presenting Deja Vu.
Car rides to Malibu, strawberry ice cream. One spoon for two, I'm trading jackets. Laughing about how small it looks on you. Reruns of Clay being annoying, singing in harmony. Well, I bet she's bragging to all her friends, saying you're so unique.
On flatbeds, Olivia sits with her band behind her.
So when you gonna tell her that we did that?
that special, but it's our use that was our place. I found it first, I made the jokes. You tell to her when she's with you. Do you get deja vu when she's with you? Do you get deja vu? Do you get deja vu?
Bobbing her head, Olivia glances back at a drummer with close-cropped green hair.
Do you call her and almost say my name? Cause let's be honest, we kinda do sound the same under the address. Well, I hate to think that I was just your type. And I bet that she knows Billy Joel, cause you played her up down, girl, you're singing it together now. I bet you even tell her how you love her, in between the chorus and the verse.
Olivia rises up.
Do you get deja vu? Oh.
At a gas station, Olivia exits towards her SUV. Back on the road, headlights reflect off of road signs. Lights glow in the distance as the SUV cruises through the night. The SUV arrives at a motel. Inside a blurred room, Olivia comes into focus as she sets her bags at the foot of a bed. She turns on a lamp.
I was thinking a lot about this idea of, in order to get over a heartbreak, I think you have to forgive that person who caused you pain, but I think also a big part of it is forgiving yourself.
She reads, holds a mug, then lies in bed.
I found this little poem that I wrote in my notes app on my phone. I know that I loved you so bad, I let you treat me like that. I really liked that. I thought it was sort of like grabbed you, so we made it the first line of the song.
The recording studio.
I think you need to try that.
Oh, look!
Or, yeah, look what we be.
Look what we be. Look what we be. Okay.
A little more angsty.
I can do that.
Get mad. You're angry right now. There is a crime that has been committed, and you're happy and you're sad about it. There's so many confusing feelings.
In her SUV, Olivia drives with a pensive gaze.
I really like the lyric, one heart broke, four hands bloody, having, you know, the blame be on two people. You know, heartbreak is a two-way street, and you couldn't have gotten your heart broken if you didn't put yourself in the position to be hurt.
Olivia amongst modern and abstract concrete buildings.
I think writing this song sort of helped me forgive myself.
Words appear near Olivia and a guitarist, Arcasanti, Arizona.
Now that I loved you so bad, I let you treat me like that. I was your willing accomplice, honey.
Words appear, favorite crime.
I watched as you fled the sea.
Olivia stands under a concrete dome.
Though wide as you buried me, one heart broke, four hands bloody.
She approaches a microphone and stand.
Oh, the things I do, just so I could call you mine. The things you did. Well, I hope I was your favorite crime.
She takes the mic out.
Use me as an alibi. I cross my heart as you cross the line, and I defended you to all my friends. Now every time the siren sounds, I wonder if you're around, 'cause you know that I'd do it all again. All the things I did just so I could call you mine. Things you did, but I hope I was your favorite crime. And it's bittersweet to think about the damage that we do, 'cause I was going down, but I was doing it with you. Yeah, everything we broke and all the trouble that we made, but I say that I hate you with a smile on my face.
In the desert, Olivia's SUV drives down an unkempt road curving towards Painted Hills. The vehicle heads down a seemingly endless road cutting across the barren landscape. Inside the vehicle, purple and white beads dangle from the rearview mirror. Through the windshield, blurred mountains slowly come into focus, along with homes scattered along the hillside.
Good For You is another song that I wrote sort of on a whim. I love how this song expresses anger and pettiness in a way that's more funny and tongue-in-cheek rather than like aggressive and mean.
The studio.
I actually think it's more impactful without the stuff on that.
So take it
you
out?
You'll never have to hide the way that I do. I think it's better without.
Wait, can you do that again?
The way that I do! That one. Did that help?
Yes, it helped.
I think it's more impactful without that stuff on there.
Even the lower one in there, the little demon that I have
going.
Take
the demon out.
You don't like the demon?
Yeah. I love that. That's the song.
We have Satan in the song, you know?
Let's take it out. At least sing it.
In the desert at dusk, Olivia's SUV headlights shine onto a dirt road. Words appear over high red rock cliffs. Red Rock Canyon State Park, California. In a canyon valley, words appear as an orchestra performs with Olivia, Good For You.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Good for you, you look happy and healthy. Not me, if you ever care to ask. Good for you, I guess you're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. What the f*** is up with that? And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy. Not me, if you ever care to ask. Good for you, you're doing great out there without me, baby. God, I wish that I could do that. I've lost my mind, I've spent the night crying on the floor of my bed.
A camera and track encircles the musicians who are performing on a stage.
Apathy is like a wounded soul. Maybe I'm too emotional. Maybe you never cared at all. Maybe I'm too emotional. Your apathy is like a wounded soul. Maybe I'm too emotional. Maybe you never cared at all. What good for you? Being healthy, not me, if you ever cared to ask. Good for you, you're doing great out there without me. Like a damn sociopath, I've lost my mind. I've spent the night crying on the floor of my bedroom. You're so unaffected, I really don't get it, but I guess good for you. Good for you, I guess you moved on really.
Sunlight glows beyond mountain silhouettes on the horizon. Another day, Olivia's SUV travels parallel to an enormous rock face.
I was thinking about how I wrote Enough for You, and I actually wrote it like on my bedroom floor in Salt Lake City, looking into a full-length mirror, like I was on my guitar playing to myself in the mirror, which I think is really funny considering like the themes of the song. I just think at the time, I was just feeling this soul-crushing inferiority. An inferiority that I think only occurs when you, like, are really deeply in love with someone and, you know, feeling like you aren't good enough for someone who is your absolute world is, like, so, so crushing. But I really like how the song sort of starts in this really self-deprecating place and sort of becomes a little more hopeful at the end.
In the home recording studio, Olivia sings into a microphone.
'Cause all I ever wanted was to be enough. But I don't think anything could ever be enough for you. Enough for you. No, nothing's enough for you.
She turns to Dan, who looks back from the computer.
What's wrong?
I'm so sad about it. I don't know.
You don't like this either?
I don't know.
What don't you like about it?
Because it's just like every other song I have on the record. Just different words.
Okay. You want it to be electric guitar?
It's not gonna help.
He shrugs. In the hotel room, Olivia lies on a bed.
That was, like, towards, like, the end of the album-making process, and I just remember listening to that song and being like, everything's wrong with this song. And I love the song, and I love, like, the lyrics and the melody, but I just remember, like, the guitar's not right, it's out of tempo, I don't like it, I can't sing it well, like, da-da-da-da. There's, like, so many issues with it in my head.
In the studio.
I don't know, I just wish some of the bits were, like, more emotional. Like, I feel like if you're not closely paying attention to the lyrics, you, like, wouldn't understand, like, what was going on. You know
I think
mean?
You're...
Yeah.
Overthinking that. Like crazy.
It's so emotional.
Like crazy.
Yeah. It's so emotional. Like it literally like breaks me every time.
In the SUV, through the window, a pine forest.
Being a child actor where you're constantly told everything that you do is amazing. You literally do the bare minimum. They're like, oh, you're a star. And I was always like really disillusioned by that from a very young age. And I was like, they're just gonna like tell me whatever. And so I kind of like went to the other side of the spectrum and started thinking that everything that I did was really bad. And started being like my own critic and being like, no, you can always do better, never accepted when anyone told me that I did a good job. I remember really gravitating towards my dad in that time because he was the only person who I felt like would tell me the truth. And that was really hard for me to grapple with at a young age, is like feeling like you couldn't trust anyone and no one was gonna tell you if you were messing up.
Outside, Olivia gazes around the forest.
I also think Dan is like that for me too. Dan's very much someone in my life who will be like unabashedly like, no, you shouldn't do that. Like, I wouldn't do that if I were you, which I like really appreciate because not a lot of people care enough to be honest with people. You know what I mean? I think there's a certain level of care and kindness that
goes with having the courage to, like, help someone like that.
Words appear near Olivia as she plays a reflective keyboard in the forest. Enough for you. Sunlight beams through a blurred canopy. At night inside the SUV, oncoming headlights glare as their vehicles speed past. At a motel, neon advertisements glow next to a sign that reads, "Sleeping on the Corner in Winslow, Arizona."
What's that?
No clue.
In the home recording studio, Dan and Olivia.
You ready?
I think so.
You betrayed me. You'll never feel sorry the way I heard, yeah. You talk to her.
I know, you're right. I don't like a... There's kind
of... I heard, yeah. You talk to her when we were together. Loved you, it's your worst. That didn't matter.
Back on the road, the SUV speeds across the blacktop.
Traitor is one of my favorite songs I've ever written, I think.
I really like the line, I guess you didn't cheat, but you're still a traitor. Because I think it's a really concise way of expressing that super painful feeling of betrayal that you get when someone you knew so well moves on so quickly.
Amboy, California.
And I think that's the hardest part about being a songwriter sometimes, is diving into those really painful emotions. I think you can never lie to yourself when you're writing a song. At least it's hard for me.
Olivia parks beside a gas pump. Exiting her vehicle, she stares off. Seen through a gas station window, she approaches a keyboard and a collection of guitars in front of the building. She glances back as she removes her sunglasses, then places them down on the keyboard before taking a seat. She puts in a set of earpieces. Words appear. Traitor. She loops her piano playing, then picks up an acoustic guitar. She pounds a fist in the instrument. She loops the beat. She loops her strumming. She sets the guitar down. She adjusts a microphone. She loops a vocal. She picks up an electric guitar.
You're still a traitor.
before I went and fell in love with you.
A car speeds past the station. In a field of tall, dried grasses swaying with the breeze, Olivia gazes around wearing her sunglasses with a fur-lined black coat with a plaid skirt. Artsy footage of Olivia wandering in a field. She sits amongst the grass under a beaming sun. In the home recording studio, Olivia sits with Dan. Words appear. 5 days before Sour Trackless delivery, March 2021.
So Dan and I are just, like, losing our minds. And we want to put one more upbeat song on the record.
Hold on. This is not a we conversation.
I want to put one more upbeat
Olivia song. Wants one more upbeat song on the record.
And we can't choose which song.
What do you mean?
Like, we've been just going through, like, songs that are on my voice memos.
What's it like when you have 5 days to choose a track listing and you change your mind every day?
I'm not changing my mind every day. I've always said I wanted one more upbeat song.
Later, Olivia sits at a piano. Dan holds a guitar.
We should write a song today. In G sharp minor. C-sharp. What's that?
I don't know.
It's cool.
What?
I'm just gonna record it so I don't forget it.
So good.
I like that. God, it's brutal out here.
Later in a recording session.
Brutal. Take one. And the only take. We wrote this yesterday.
Alright. Do you have latency or are you good?
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it? Oh, right. Try now.
I'm so insecure, I think, that I'll die before I drink.
Good. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Eat the shit out of it.
It's four, right?
Four times. Give it to me. 3, 9.
I'm so insecure, I think, that I'll die before I drink. And I'm so caught up in the news of who likes me and who hates you. And I'm so tired that I might quit my job, start a new life. And they'd all be so disappointed because I'm the girl that they exploited. And I'm so sick of 17. Where's my teenage dream? If someone tells me one more time, enjoy your youth, I'm gonna cry. And I wish I was someone else. I'm anxious and no one can help. And I wish I'd done this before. And I wish people liked me more.
It's such a good song, Dan. I'm so glad. So glad we made this. It's on a whim.
Why not? Have fun, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're here for?
Yeah.
No, there's no fun in making music.
None.
Ever.
Especially our music.
It's very serious.
Depressing.
At night, Olivia's SUV pulls into a gas station. In a public restroom, Olivia approaches a mirror and sink. She sets a toiletries bag down before rolling up the sleeves of her leather jacket. She washes her hands. She stares up at her reflection.
I remember just feeling kind of trapped and kind of like flung into this situation that I wasn't prepared for. It was very, like, overnight, like, all of a sudden everyone's, like, watching you, and I'm like, oh my god, did I actually ever want this? It's, like, the big question. And
later in a small town.
I'm really loving the, like, who am I if not exploited line, and I felt so angsty about it, and I, like, wrote it, and I was like, yes, that's exactly what I want to say.
A blurred sunset and tree-lined road. In a jet plane graveyard, Mojave Desert, California.
That, like, period of my life was very strange, and I remember feeling, like, lonely, and I remember wanting a boyfriend very bad. And I remember that was, like, during a time where I, like, kind of, like, looked through, like, what people said about me, like, online or in print, and I was still reeling from this heartbreak and all of the drama that went all around it. Finishing up the album.
Olivia gazes at the planes.
So much stuff was happening. It's just like everything was coming to a head.
She stands up along one of the plane's large wings. A fighter jet soars into the sky. Later, inside a dilapidated plane, words appear near Olivia and a band, Brutal, featuring Blue Da Tiger and Toa Bird.
I think that I'll die before I drink. I'm so caught up in the news of who likes me and who hates you. And I'm so tired that I might quit my job, start a new life. And they'd all be so disappointed, cause who am I if not exploited? I'm so sick of 17. Where's my teenage dream? Someone tells me one more time, enjoy your youth, I'm gonna cry. And I don't stick up for myself, I'm anxious and nothing can help. And I wish I'd done this before, and I wish people liked me more. All I did was try my best, it's the kind of things I get. I'm relentlessly upset. They say these are the golden years, but I wish I could disappear. Ego crushes so severe, God, it's brutal out here. Me, and I hate the way I'm perceived. I only have two real friends, and lately I'm a nervous wreck, cause I love people I don't like, and I hate every song I write. And I'm not cool, and I'm not smart, and I can't even tell apart. All I did was try my best, it's the kind of things I get. I'm relentlessly upset. You say these are the golden years, but I wish I could disappear. Ego crushes so severe, God, it's brutal out here.
Another day, through the rear window of Olivia's SUV, a man and a woman on horseback trail her. They ride alongside her vehicle.
Hope You're Okay was the last song I finished on the album. I really wanted to write a folksy, singer-songwriter-y, storytelling song that ended the album on a hopeful note. I think even in the midst of all the heartbreak and pain that I was talking about in the album, there's so much hope that goes along with ending a relationship and starting a new chapter.
Through the SUV windshield, traveling along an endless desert road surrounded by wind turbines, outside the turbines cover a hillside behind the SUV.
Some of my favorite lyrics are in that song. I really like the, I hope he took his bad deal and made a royal flush. It was around the song in my bedroom or my living room or something. I remember going to the other room where my dad was, and I was like, hey, Dad, what's, like, the best, like, card, like, hand that you can have? And he goes, royal flush. I'm like, perfect, that rhymes with something. And I, like, go back in and, like, put in the song.
In the home recording studio, Olivia enters.
What do you think about the track listing?
Let's get this in. We'll talk about it later. I have lots of thoughts.
Okay.
But let's make some steps.
I just want Brutally the first track.
You really do?
I really do.
She slips on headphones.
Then I have my work cut out for me this weekend.
I know. Wait. Sorry, I wasn't ready. Okay, I'm ready.
She reads off her phone.
And when the clouds won't iron out and the monsters creep into your house and every door is hard to close, well, I hope you know.
She looks to Dan working at the computer.
Cool. That's good. That's great. I have a couple. Do like two takes and then I have some thoughts.
All right.
I just want you to get used to singing it on the mic. Do you want the click louder?
Are you fine with...
Can I have my voice louder?
Your voice louder?
Yeah, I'm a narcissist.
Hold on.
Later, words appear. Final Sour production session, March 30, 2021. Olivia and Dan stand near the entrance of the studio. She nods to him.
I think we might have done it, Dan!
Yeah? Should I print it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel good about it?
I'm gonna cry!
What a sad time. What a sad time.
It's so weird. So weird. Year of my life spent in the studio.
I know. Nothing will ever be the same.
No. Hopefully not. Hopefully I won't be so sad in the next record.
It's like, it's a bittersweet feeling.
So bittersweet. It's definitely like a last day of school feeling.
Wearing a blue dress, Olivia steps onto a blurred hillside covered with dried and dead brush.
Coming from this place of hurt and devastation, and you manage to turn it into something that you're proud of, and something that other people can enjoy, and something that brings acceptance and like light and joy into the world, there's like nothing better than that. And there's like not a day that like goes by that I'm not grateful for that opportunity and so proud of myself that I like did that too.
Words appear along a coastal highway, Malibu, California.
I've like grown like 5 years worth in like 1 year. I think I'm so much of a different person in a good way. I think I had to learn how to have like thick skin and how to stand up for myself. And I think I just wanted to tell people what was going on in the depths of my heart and in the back of my head in a way that was proud.
Overlooking Olivia's SUV traveling along the highway.
I think there's something so powerful about that, especially as a young woman.
A maroon Jeep and green-blue station wagon trail behind her vehicle as it winds around the base of a hillside bordering the ocean. From inside her SUV, Olivia brings her vehicle to a stop. Words appear on a beach. Hope you're okay. The SUV, Jeep, and station wagon headlights glow behind Olivia, a band, and orchestra members as Olivia approaches a microphone.
I knew a boy once when I was small, a towhead blonde with eyes of salt. He played the drum in the marching band. His parents cared more about the Bible than being good to their own child. He wore long sleeves because of his hat. And somehow he fell out of touch. Hope he took his bad deal and made a royal flush. Don't know if I'll see you again someday. If you're out there, I hope that you're okay.
Olivia takes the mic from its stand. Swinging the bottom of her dress, she spins around.
A middle school friend grew up alone. She raised her brothers on her own. Her parents hated who she loved. Couldn't wait to go to college. She was tired cause she was brought into a world where family was merely blood. Does she know how proud I am? She was created with the courage to unlearn all of the hatred. And we don't I miss you. And I hope that you're okay. I trust the letters to the holes in my butterfly wings. Nothing's forever. Nothing's as good as it seems. And when the clouds don't iron out and the monsters creep into your house and every door is hard to close, well, I hope you know how proud I am you were created with the courage to unlearn all of the hatred. And God, I hope that you're happier today, 'cause I love you. And I hope that you're okay.
Band members leave their instruments as they head towards the water.
I hope that you're okay.
Olivia clips the mic back in its stand. She dashes with another band member to join the others as they frolic in the ocean. Olivia holds the end of her dress up as she runs out into the surf. The musicians splash and jump amongst the rolling waves. On the beach, the orchestra members continue playing. In the water, a grinning Olivia bites her lower lip as she splashes. She twirls around. She falls back into a wave. Cut to black.
I know you're with somebody new, but I can't write a song that's not all about you. It's not fair, baby. How come it's so easy for you to forget everything you said? Like how I was the best girl that you'd ever met. Guess you take it back. Should've expected that. When I say I'm fine, I'm lying really well, 'cause I can't love anyone else. And I'm so jealous that you can. Scared I'll never feel that again, 'cause I still can't call anyone baby, 'cause baby is still you to me. Don't you think I wanna move on too? But I can't love anyone the way I loved you.
Thank you.
Audio description by Descriptive Video Works.